Off the Ball, GAA.
There's no one that can tell me that this isn't like one of their greatest All-Ireland championships.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Joy, those last 10 minutes, a bit of a killer.
Yeah, listen, scoreboard, as they say, it's disappointing in there. And dressing room was disappointed. I thought second half we were really good. Got on the front foot more, had a right cut off them, you know, created a few chances. Didn't get that equaliser, I suppose, when we had the momentum. And then, listen, the second goal for them is, I suppose, we can look at it defensively, but we're the quality, you know, and that's what you're operating against this team. Sometimes you think you have them or you think you're on the front foot, next while two passes, it's in the back of your net, you know. So it's learning enough for the group, and then the third goal, obviously, is, disappointing.
A big step up in quality compared to what you faced last week. You went similar tactically, obviously a couple of personnel changes enforced by injury. How did you find it went tactically compared to last week?
Yeah, no, listen, I suppose first half, our press at times worked quite well, you know, so at times we trapped them in, we took it, there was little bits of turnovers and stuff like that, but I felt there was a real threat, me, but it caused them a few problems, and second half then we changed and went two up top. And I thought it helped us again. It gave us a good out ball. Thought the lads caused problems second half. As I said, we were on the front foot. I thought we were the better team probably for large periods of the second half. But then when we probably didn't get that goal, we were on momentum. They got us with a sucker punch.
What was the issue down the right-hand side in the first half?
Yeah, I thought we had just a little bit standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give the teams too much respect, it's a fear. And didn't like it. You know, I said to them at half time, let's get in their face and have a cut off them and see what they have.
Difficult there with half an hour to go, because 1-0 obviously keeps you in the tie, but at home, packed house, you want to go and you want to express yourself. What are you saying? What are you saying to the players at that stage?
To be honest, we didn't go gung-ho, you know, the players that we changed, it was the same shape and stuff like that, so I felt it wasn't because of that we conceded, really, so we didn't really change mad to try to get that equaliser and you get caught. It was just, listen, we didn't get it. And all of a sudden, they pick a ball up and sort of a breaking ball in the middle of the park, and then it's a quality pass, quality run. And that's what they're up against sometimes, you know. Sometimes you're not open and you're not too expansive, but they can still cut you open with a bit of quality. And they've done that for the second.
How difficult is it now heading over there next week? You've got a league game coming quickly after that. Regardless of the result, there's another European game in terms of trying to pick a squad. You know, do you go out full strength 11 over in Azerbaijan next week?
Yeah, listen, we'll have a look at that. Yeah, definitely. There's big games coming up, as you said. The league game coming off the back of it and travelling and stuff like that. But we have a great squad, you know. I think I've talked about the squad quite a lot. And you see there, lads coming off the bench there tonight and all that didn't get on. So they'll be itching for the game and, ready to go. So, listen, it's another game, great game to go away and Champions League qualifier. And we'll go out and have a cut of it.
Yeah, how much did everyone enjoy the challenge of the last week of preparing for a game and a team of this quality?
Ah, yeah, definitely, yeah. And that's what this brings, you know what I mean? Obviously, to come up against the players, and as I said before, I think sometimes you see all the video and you see all the analysis and stuff like that, but you never actually see that touch and see how quick they move and that press until you're playing against them. That's probably, maybe for the first 15, 20 minutes we had a little bit, ooh, here we go sort of thing, you know, but you have to get a taste.
That's just impossible to prepare for.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way it is, you know. I mean, obviously you're talking about the level that you used to, so the higher you go up, the game is quicker, the athleticism is better, the touch is better, the pass is better. So in saying that, you're preparing them, and the lads would have been expecting that, but again, you never really feel it until you're on the pitch.
That looks nice.
Thank you.
The road to Croke Park has featured big two-pointers, late drama, and a wrong turn, and Enniskillen.
You drove almost a sixth of the way across the country in the wrong direction!
Ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland final clash of Donegal and Kerry, relive the full story of this year's football championship with a new three-part podcast. The Road to Croke Park. The Football Championship, available for free in your OTB GAA and Football Pod feeds.
First tweet says, dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Bring on Timmy Cahill.
Timmy!
What a player he was, by the way. Loved the header. Oh, my God, that guy was good in the air.
And the Ibrahim Diaz. Oh. What a player he was, by the way. Foden.
Ider Elgerson. Oh, yeah. What a player he was, by the way.
But like Marco Branca, who came, he was unbelievable. But what a player he was.
It is the same Rui Costa, Broads. It is. Absolute icon. AC Milan icon, man. What a player he was, by the way.
Auntie Nemi.
Hi. He was finished.
I'm not finished. He's only 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
And what a player he was, by the way, obviously. But he was finished.
He's Scottish.
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
David Suka, what player he was, by the way.
David, yeah, oh. Davil Suka.
Oh.
There's another little debate to be had here because a friend of the show, Joe Cole, what a player he was, by the way.
N'Golo Kante, what a player he was, by the way.
Puskas Arena, what a player he was, by the way.
Whelan caught it on the volley.
What a player he was. But he does shin that one a bit.
How dare you? How dare you?
And then we signed Stan Collymore, and what a player he was, but he was just a loophead. Great lad.
Kanu. Someone's mentioned Kanu. I don't think I can do Kanu, but what a player he was, though, wasn't he?
Diaz alongside him, though. What a player he was, Al. Some great blocks.
Zola would be a great player if he could still... What a player he was. Mark Noble would be good. Jack Wilshere.
Wilshere when he was at Arsenal. Cazorla. What a player he was, Al.
To Matt Lawrence, what a player he was alongside Jockey Hansen.
Well, what a player he was. What a player he was. He could play.
John Monker, what a player he was, by the way.
Then you go a little bit further on, Gerrard, what a player he was.
Dean Ashton, what a player he was, by the way.
If that's the best you can do, then the answer is definitely no.
Jansen, Tilio Lombardo.
Cue music.
Not the Lombardo. Lombardo.
What a player he was, by the way, Lombardo.
Magnificent. What a player he was.
Yeah.
That's who I really thought was unbelievably good. I played against him. Lufer Matthäus. What a player he was, by the way.
Rolf Fox. What a player he was, by the way. He was a top player.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.